right, I'm 18, I go to Gatka School, and I have taken English Literature, Sociology and Politics A-levels.
Hi Leila. Have you applied to university?
Yeah, I applied to a couple of universities. I chose University of Liverpool, just because I think it's a good, I can get some work along with it. So just awaiting my results for today.
Okay, which degree are you hoping to do?
I'm doing politics with English Literature.
Right, so you're doing a joint honours degree?
Yeah.
Right, so Liverpool's your first choice, the University of Liverpool. Are you happy to go to the other places? Was it Newcastle you mentioned and London, was it?
London, yeah. Well, University of Liverpool is my firm choice, but it's actually my lowest grade boundary, so my insurance actually higher the grade boundaries. But I think it's Liverpool I want to get, and hopefully my grades for King's College were 3 A's. That's what I was expected. Liverpool is a bit lower, so hopefully I'm going to get them today. But I was going to ask him, if I didn't achieve the results I need today, what are the first steps I can go to maybe contacting the other universities maybe?
Right, well, the first steps, obviously, if you don't achieve the grades you're hoping for and don't get your first choice or your insurance offer, what you would normally do then is go into what's called clearing, which I'm assuming you're aware of. You'd log into the UCAS site, and you'd go on to the clearing vacancies, which are all on the UCAS site this year. They didn't used to be until a couple of years ago, but they're all on there now, and you can search by university for vacancies in clearing. You can email the universities from there, I think, but what most people do, obviously, with clearing is they ring up. So you could be spending some time on the phone. If you don't get through to them, don't panic, first of all, because they are often quite busy. Just keep trying. They may, if you get through to, if you see an alternative degree somewhere else that's suitable for what you want, they may offer you a place there and then on the telephone if they've got vacancies, or they might want you to interview you possibly informally, but it's up to them how they do it. But that would be your next step, going into clearing. And obviously UCAS will have told you this if you haven't got your firm or insurance offers.
And when can I expect my UCAS track to be updated?
People can start logging on, as far as I'm aware, from about 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm sure a lot of people will be doing it earlier, but just log in there. The results may be on there, or they may appear at some stage in the day.
So if I don't get the results I need to go into University of Liverpool tomorrow, what advice would you have? Would you say take a year out, or maybe ring them up? What advice would you give?
I would advise you to ring them up. What UCAS advise is that if people say, and this happens quite a lot, that people miss it by one grade, they might want you to have 3 Bs and you might get BBC, for example, and it would indicate on UCAS they're not going to make you an offer. I would still ring them and say, look, I've only missed by one grade, will I still be offered a place? I would imagine they would say straight away yes or no. That's the thing to do, really, first of all. You're welcome to ring them, and a lot of people will do that. Obviously, if the grades are wildly different and they're stating they're not going to give you a place, well, perhaps then you need to think about, you know, your insurance offer. But you could, what some people do then is they might go back to their school for advice in terms of, and I know people have done this, in terms of people doing another year and trying to get extra UCAS points by increasing their grades. That sometimes is a good option. You can do that. Or they might do another AS for a year, another programme of AS for a year, possibly.
I know that I'm quite nervous to go in this morning and get my results. And a few of my friends have been on the phone this morning, so we were up to a bit late discussing it. Is there anywhere we can go in our college or school and get our results in private, or just maybe not in front of everyone who's maybe achieved all the top grades?
And lots of people feel like that. It's nothing to worry about. It's you can come in later in the day when it's quieter and pick them up, or you can just pick them up and leave, you know. But if there's going to be lots of people there and you're concerned that perhaps your friends are going to be there and you don't really want to open them in front of them, I would suggest people come in later on in the day. And the staff will be there all day, I would imagine. Certainly in the college, the staff are here all day. You could ring the school up and say, you know, I can't come in this morning, I don't want to. Can I come in later on and pick them up? And they'll tell you what to do.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks very much and good luck.